Just before the beginning of last year's World Series, I received a package from Tom Beek containing the Tuesday, August 17, 1948 flash edition of the Chicago Herald-American. The Herald-American headline read, "Babe Ruth, 53, dies in sleep." Its banner headline, printed in red ink, read, "Ruth never knew he had cancer." In Tom's cover letter, he wrote that his father, an outstanding player in his own right, loved playing, watching, and listening to baseball. Tom remembered with great fondness spending hours playing catch with his father in their backyard. Later in life, his parents moved to Carbondale, where Tom's father became a devoted fan of Saluki sports, especially baseball, and enjoyed listening to reading baseball. Your stories occasionally triggered a story of his own. When his father passed away, Tom discovered that his father's old CCC locker was rich in memorabilia, ranging from his service with the CCC and in World War II to his love of sports. Tom gave most of the memorabilia to museums and historical societies, but he couldn't find a home for an old newspaper that was published on the occasion of Babe Ruth's death. He decided, if I didn't mind, to pass it along to me. Beside the banner headlines and the front page story, the Herald-American coverage of Ruth's death included a section devoted to his life and career. The section's headline read, "Mr. Baseball is dead, but his exploits will live forever." The section's cover page was a photographic tribute to Ruth, including a young Ruth, the southpaw pitcher for the Red Sox in 1915, the menacing stance of the famed Bambino in his prime in 1927, and a heartbreaking, dying Ruth appearing in his old uniform at Yankee Stadium for the silver anniversary celebration of the house that Ruth built. The ceremony took place at Yankee Stadium on June 13, 1948, just 2 months before Ruth's death. The Herald-American's special section included several articles about Ruth, but the most comprehensive was titled "Ruth Saved Baseball at a Crucial Period." It covered Ruth's life and career, but its focus was on the way Ruth's home run hitting magic in the 1920 season saved baseball from its darkest moment, the 1919 World Series Black Sox scandal. Then along came Ruth, a big body, spindly legged athlete with a never equaled ability to hit a ball and an uncanny knack of color and crowd appeal, rarely possessed by any other athletic figure. In 1920, Ruth hit an astounding 54 home runs at a time when no player in baseball history had reached 30 home runs. In 1927, Ruth hit 60 home runs, a record that held for decades until a longer schedule and steroids came along. At the time of his death, he held 76 all-time baseball records, including most home runs, 714, and most RBIs, 2,209 in a career. When I was growing up in Pittsburgh, I had the good fortune of watching and idolizing one of the greatest sluggers in baseball history. Leading the National League for seven consecutive seasons from 1946 to 1953, Ralph Kiner, playing in a shot-in-a-beer town with losing teams, was the stuff of Hollywood. He drove Cadillacs, dated starlets, including Elizabeth Taylor, and married tennis star Nancy Chafee. But to put it simply, Kiner was no Babe Ruth, who not only saved baseball, his home runs changed the way the game was played. Tom closed out his letter by writing that he was passing this old paper along to me in the hope that I have a grandchild who might enjoy having a small slice of baseball history. Indeed, my wife Anita and I have a grandson, Everett, who plays Little League ball in Southern California and loves playing, watching, and reading about baseball. On his next visit, we'll share this old paper with him, but eventually I think we'll send it to our good friends at the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.